There's a number of people that want to come up and to sign on to this campaign to show their support for the teachers. So I'd like to start by introducing them. We've got a few today. And of course, at the top of the list is the president of the BC Federation of Labour. He's no stranger to you and needs little introduction. He's a friend to working people across our province and a name that bad employers in our province would like to forget. Please welcome the president of the BC Federation of Labour, Brother Jim Sinclair.
What a wonderful sight. Yes, sisters and brothers, let's celebrate today. What a wonderful sight for all of us to watch today. And I want you to know that today, in 18 places in British Columbia, from Victoria to Cranbrook, from Prince George to Kitimat, to Terrace, to Prince Rupert, to Kelowna, to Kamloops, all across this province, people like yourselves are gathering to stand up for public education and to support the BCTF in 18 different places. I want to say today, and I want to start by thanking some folks because often we don't do it enough. First of all, on behalf of working people, on behalf of parents in this province, and on behalf of students and children in this province, I want to thank every single member of the BCTF and every teacher in this province for standing up for all of us this past week. I want to thank 30,000 other people, 30,000 other people who also go to schools every day and make sure they work, 25,000 members of CUPE, thousands of members, yes, that's right. Because it's important to thank the folks who are also being inconvenienced by this. I want to thank the parents of this province because they're not buying the line from Gordon Campbell. For parents and children everywhere. I also want to thank students. I especially want to thank those students that brought the coffee and the donuts and the homemade cookies today in the picket lines. Thank them very much. I had to love the Labour Minister the other day when he started going on about what kind of example are we giving our children by standing up. I'll tell you the example we're giving our example we're giving our children, that you don't let bullies get away with it and you stand up for the rights. That's a great example we're giving. And I'm proud of that example. I'm proud of that. We are here today because this government made a serious, serious error on behalf of British Columbians. We are here today because they decided rather than to sit down and talk to the people who take care of making sure the next generation of our kids have a chance for a decent life, they decided to once again to introduce legislation to basically tear up your basic right to bargain an agreement and to improve the conditions for children and students in this province. That's why we're here today. We're here today because 3 years ago they tore up the collective agreement that had class size in it and promised it would get better. Is it better?
No!
Does it need to get better?
Yes!
Do they need to negotiate now to make it better?
Yes!
We're also here because in Victoria, well, your executive And your folks sat around all weekend in the building. They call it the building, by the way. It's the way to call it. In the building, waiting for a phone call. They had turkey dinner. And that's why we're here today. Because, frankly, I have no doubt that if the phone had rung and the teachers had been called to a bargaining table, your teachers would have gone. This is a very important fight for everybody. You know, we have lots of rhetoric and it's all very important, but we know this is also serious. But I want to say this. I want to say to the government of the day and to the people of British Columbia that all the courts in the world and all the judges in the world and all the Labor Relations Board decisions and all of the rhetoric in Victoria, none of that is going to make the conditions better for one child in this province. None of that. There is only one thing that can put this train back on the track before it crashes some more. There's only one thing that can make that happen. And that's for them to sit down and negotiate with teachers a fair collective agreement that you agree with. And that's what we have to fight for. They have to understand that there is no. They have to get the message they didn't get in May, I guess. They have to get it again. Which is confrontation will not work and negotiation will work. It's basic lessons 101. They need some help learning this, I think. And we're here to give them some help today. I want to say also that every day they don't sit down, that every day they don't negotiate with teachers, that every day they don't sit down and find solutions, we get farther apart, we get farther away from putting schools back to work and putting kids back in classrooms. I know where you want to be, but I also know what you want. And I think we all do in this province. Teachers want what's best for their classroom and what's best for our rights as working people. Those are the two things we're fighting for here. Let's be clear. Your right to negotiate and your right to stand up and be heard in this province. And we're here to make sure you are. So I want to end by thanking you because I said I only do 5 and I took 10. I want to end by thanking you for coming out tonight, but also thanking you and all the other unions that are here today. I want to thank all the unions that are here that are standing with teachers today and have been, because we need all of them. I want to thank all of you because in the next few days, we're going to be sitting out and talking about where this goes. Those are very serious discussions. Absolutely, we hear a lot of calls. Let me tell you, we'll be with you. Yes, we can hear you yelling. Yes, yes, we hear you. But let me tell you, the objective of this work that we're doing today is to support teachers and children. Let's make sure we keep this objective. We may get there many different ways in the next few days. And let me tell you, we're not ruling out anything when we sit down. But there is only one answer, folks. Negotiate, collective agreement, a vote, and go back to work. Let's get that negotiations going, folks. Let's get Mr. Campbell here. We've taken up a collection, by the way. We have a collection. Yes. We have a collection.
General strike! General strike!
Okay, I think I got the message. Good evening, guys. We've taken up a collection for Gordon Campbell. If he needs an airplane ticket home, he's welcome to get it. We'll pay for his way. Thank you very much.